There were a few conversations in the Facebook group, and I'll speak about something tomorrow about the Tantra aspect. And today, I'd like to speak a little bit about the different perspectives. What do we really do when we meditate? We stop and we fall back into the knower. We are allowing space to uncover or to realize the knower. And what's the knower? Is it awareness? Yeah, it is awareness. But when we say awareness, it seems very neutral, like there's this awareness, like a thing. When we talk about the knower, it seems like there's somebody, something, right? It's kind of more personalized. When I say you are consciousness, then I say this because you are very attached to an idea of what you are and very immersed and attached in your body. Like there's a strong body identification. And so then I basically say your consciousness. This happens often, you know, maybe in group healings. And that helps the person to detach for a moment. It's like, okay, I'm not this body, I'm consciousness. Because when we think of consciousness, we don't really think of it as being the body, although we know the body is consciousness. So my work, my job is to not teach mathematics, which is very the same. 1 and 1 is 2, and it'll always be like that. 2 and 2 is 4, and there's no discussion. I work with consciousness and with reality. So I always have to find a new way of speaking, and especially my job is to always speak in a way that the person in that moment is able to understand, or is just about able to understand, just that next little step where I challenge the person to move into. And so when I say you are consciousness, well, is that really true? Yes, you're consciousness, but you are not really consciousness. You're the knower. Yeah. If we come back to the fact that there's duality, we're speaking within duality, there's consciousness, the feminine aspect, the soul, and there's the knower, pure awareness, the eternal infinite point that which gave the cause of all things that gave rise to consciousness. So first, you know, we have to get out of this egoic constriction. We realize again we are consciousness. We are this, like sometimes I say essence, or some use other words, presence, you know, you as a soul. But when we meditate, to just come back to the abstract understanding of what we're actually doing, is we actually want to know consciousness when it's not in movement. When soul is in movement, it has soul desires. It moves out. It wants to fulfill itself. You want to fulfill it. I like to say she for the soul. She wants to fulfill herself. She wants to evolve. It's a cyclical spiral evolution. But when we collapse that spiral, we come back to that line, to that core, to the point, which is eternity. It's the knower. So how do you really discover the knower on the mental plane? It's the one that knows, right? It's that one that's aware. If you're asleep or you're unconscious, you can't have self-reflection of that knower. So it's really important to know that when we are in meditation, we're actually shifting the sense of I identification from ego I to soul I to the knower I, your divine essence, that original, that which cannot, that has no beginning, no end, is never altered, it's always the same, in which we can say everything else is illusion because it arises and it disappears and it has never happened. So, and that is the awakening into. You want to awaken and have that moment where we really realize there is nothing other than that. And if that remains permanent, then we talk about awakening. And when it's that permanent, that permanence, once it's permanently seen, realized, made real, it starts to bleed into the surface body and affects everything else. And that's, we call that enlightenment. The light is now, because that knower, that in duality, in time and space, reflects as light. Light shines. So